Henke Lim, Jem Manalo, Dylan Mariano. These names may not be familiar to you, but let me put them into context. Henke Lim is an Indonesian nurse practitioner who had a patient yell at him and cough in his face. Jem Manalo is a Chinese-Filipino anesthesiologist who was verbally harassed on the subway. Dylan Mariano is a Vietnamese eighth grader who coughed and was then teased by his classmates. These are just three American citizens who experienced anti-Asian racism due to coronavirus out of over 1,800 reported cases. Over the last few months, I've analyzed the growing threats of anti-Asian racism and xenophobia. This topic has largely been reported on by various news outlets such as the New York Times, CNN, USA Today, and the Washington Post. Cases have continually increased since early March, ignited by derogatory terms such as China virus used by President Trump. There's been a strong backlash against the lack of governmental response to anti-Asian hate crimes and a call for repairing the national rhetoric that spreads misinformation. Federal agencies such as the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights and the Department of Education stepped in mid-April to raise concerns about the rise of racism. At the end of April, the New York City Commission on Human Rights was created to handle reports of outbreak-related harassment and discrimination. Still, headlines such as "The Slur I Never Expected to Hear in 2020 appeared in top news articles, drawing attention to the persistence of hate and xenophobia. At the beginning of May, AAPI month, I noticed a change in top article headlines. Many articles centered on ways in which media platforms could counter the pandemic of hate and highlight the resilience and strength of the Asian American community. Online campaigns such as hashtag wash the hate, hashtag all Americans, and racism is contagious were created to raise awareness of racist attacks against Asian Americans and promote solidarity. A PBS series titled Asian Americans, directed by our very own UCLA professor, Renee Tajima Pena, explores the history of the past to show Asian Americans as fully dimensional human beings and not stereotypes of the perpetual foreigner. In an email interview I conducted with Professor Tajima Pena, she said, "Right now, Asian Americans are getting it from both sides. We're all afraid of getting sick, but at the same time, some of our fellow Americans see us as the virus." And yet, I realize that this is not a new issue. Asian Americans having to prove their Americanness to others is a common theme that has persisted throughout history and is explored in Tajima Pena's documentary. In 1941, Japanese Americans burned their country's flag after the attack on Pearl Harbor. In 2001, Middle Eastern families placed American flags outside of their houses after 9/11. In 2020, Andrew Yang encouraged Asian Americans to wear red, white, and blue. Coronavirus has not introduced anti-Asian racism to society. It has only brought to light the racial inequities that have plagued America for decades. This topic illuminates key themes that have been discussed in this course. 1. Our world is interconnected. Coronavirus does not know borders or territories. Anyone from anywhere can be infected. 2. Though the virus does not discriminate, people do. People are uneducated about the long-standing history of anti-Asian racism in the United States, because large parts of that history have been silenced. History is often told through a Eurocentric lens, in which marginalized groups like Haitian slaves and Asian Americans are left out of Western history textbooks. 3. Not looking at history from a global perspective severely limits our understanding of it. As Professor Tajima Pena states, "Understanding the roots of anti-Asian hate, how it is tied to racism against other people of color, and looking to models of solidarity in the past is the way to move forward together in the future. I believe it is important that all Americans, of all ages, ethnicities, and socioeconomic standings, are educated about the history of anti-Asian racism and xenophobia, as any individual can become a victim of discrimination. As actor John Cho states, you can't stand up for some and not for others. Please don't minimize the hate or assume it's somewhere far away." This statement reminds me of the poem First They Came by Pastor Martin Niemöller, written during the Holocaust. His poem ended with, "Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out, because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me." Amazing how a poem written for a different event at a different time can have so much meaning and importance still to this day. violence against the Black community, health disparities across minority populations, xenophobia against Asian Americans. These are my issues. These are your issues. And it is our responsibility to educate and protect our fellow American citizens. Take this as a call to action and understand that blatant racism across all groups will continue if individuals choose not to intervene and stay silent. As Professor Tajima Pena told me, the U.S. has become more diverse, yet more divided. How do we move forward together? For Asian Americans, justice cannot mean just us. As Fannie Lou Hamer said, nobody's free until everybody's free. This, I repeat, nobody is free until everybody is free. Thank you.